verse 24. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. So begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. May the Lord have a blessing in the reading. You know how the preachers preach one sermon, man. They read one verse of scripture they preach for.
Amen.
That's all right. Amen. You can do it. I just need more scriptures. All right. Now we talked about love last. And I mentioned love because love really is a part that deals with the heart. You can do a lot of other things and talk about a lot of the subjects and so forth like that. Even people get filled with the Holy Ghost, but they still mean. And so, and so what we have to do is we have to understand, wait a minute, God wants all of us to be transformed. He wants our head, our heart, and our hands. He wants everything got redeemed. God wants us to really be truly creatures. So, as we go into this, I look at this as being a teaching to put it all together. And one of the things that I want you to know first is that as we go into these teachings, you must decide to put God's Word first place. Put God's Word first place. Now, one of the reasons you put it first place is because it's true.
Right.
It's true. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, it says that in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God cannot lie. Not won't.
Cannot.
Can't lie. Oh, in Romans chapter 3, we read that last time. Chapter 3 and verse 3, and also verse 4, he says, Well, what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and every man be a liar. We covered that last time. Because we have to make up our mind that God's word is true.
Amen.
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 Now, this is all got to be going on in your life and in your thinking as you go in to possess your inheritance. You must develop your faith to stand against the opposition. If you're going to take the redemptive promises of God, it's going to take a stand of faith to do it.
Amen.
Now this Bible is God talking to you. I said this Bible is God talking to you. Look what he says. He says in Isaiah 55 and verse 11. He says, so shall it, the word be that goes forth out of my mouth. This is God talking now. It shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now this is God saying that his word is going to prosper wherever he sent it.
Amen.
Say amen to me.
Amen.
So as we look at this Bible, this is God speaking to you.
Amen.
One more time. Say, this is God,
this is God
speaking to me.
Speaking to me.
That's what this Bible is.
Amen.
start at Numbers chapter 13. And what happened is they sent out 12 spies and they came back. Now the Bible says in verse 30, it says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. This is chapter 13, verse 30. For we are well able to overcome it. So he's going in to possess what God had promised him. And he said, we're well able to overcome it. Now he's saying all of this in public. But the men who went up with him said, we be not able to go up against his people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up what kind of report? An evil report. So notice here, Joshua and Caleb are saying what God said. The other people are saying what they feel. So there probably is going to be a delta, a difference between what you see in God's word and your condition. But what are you going to say? You're going to say what God said. Because his word shall not determine what, but it shall accomplish. Are y'all with me? We're going in to get our stuff, see, because God never intended for you to be saved and broke. Never intended, come on, you be saved and miserable. Never intended for you to be saved and sick. Never intended, I just go right on down the line. So somewhere we haven't inherited some of our possessions. Chapter 14, and all the congregation lifted up their voice, and they cried, the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses, against Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, would God we had died in this wilderness, and wherefore has the Lord brought us into the land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey, and were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make us another pastor. And return. Voted to pass that out. You can't vote me out. That's not it. But notice what's happening here. We're talking about going in and possessing what God has promised us. And they got a problem. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. One, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, verse 1, that's 4 and verse 1, let's just start right there. He said, let us therefore fear means believe, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith, and then they heard it. Now, that verse right there. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Now, the gospel, the good news, is let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. That's the gospel.
Amen.
So, many times, the gospel to the natural mind is not reasonable. It's not reasonable. He said, for we are well able to overcome it. So he said, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. See, that was a piece that was missing. So when I preach, what I'm going to preach here, glory to God. During this time, I want you to be aware that when you first hear it, it may not agree with what grandmama told you. But let God be true and every grandma. Now, I'm not talking about grandma. search it out, and came back and preached.
Yes,
and two of them preached, we can do it.
Yes,
10 of them preached, we can.
Yes.
Whose report would you believe?
Yes.
See, you got to believe God's report. If God says so, I don't care how impossible it may look in your life. If God says so, it'll work. I said, it will work. He said in Psalm 107 and verse 20, he said this. He said, he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all from their destructions. He sent his what?
Word.
His word is a healer. Say amen. Here was the woman who had an issue of blood 12 years. Now listen to what I'm talking about. He had an issue of blood 12 years. And what had happened is she heard about Jesus. And now as she heard about Jesus, here comes, she began to say something. She began to say, if I can touch his clothes, I shall be whole. I said, she began to say this.
Yes.
Now that's found in Mark chapter 5, verse 28. If I can touch his clothes, come on back there, praise God. And if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Now, out of that, then you have to look at the Amplified to see how she said it. She said this in the Amplified. If she kept saying, if I can touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. Now, she said this. This is words. Now, you're going into giants. You're going into Canaan. You're going into darkness. You're going into witchcraft. You're going into places where there's sorcery. Things don't come in your mind that are not even true because that sorcery works that way. And you're going to have to say, wait a minute, let God's word be true. I know what my mind just said about my body, but the word of God is true. You better hear what I'm saying. So you put that scripture up there again. So if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be healed. She began to keep saying that. She began to keep saying that. Here the man of God, he came and preached one Wednesday night. He said, Pastor Winston, your airplane is in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And went right back to preaching. What do you think I did? I went to Ecclesiastes. Come on now. I'm going on a hunt. I'm hunting for my inheritance. I said, I'm hunting for my inheritance. Now, what did I have to do? I had to put the word of God, what? First place. And I had to believe the man of God. See, I didn't want to take it and filter it through my reasoning because my reasoning was going to take me to my flesh. I had to filter it through my heart because that's going to take me to God. And so I went and looked at Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and I read it. I didn't see no airplane. Read it again, didn't see no airplane. Read it again, didn't see no airplane. Come to read it again. Why not persistent? I'm persistent because the man of God said it. God sent him from Africa and he came on Wednesday night and preached and told me what my airplane was. So what did I do? I went down to verse 20 and all of a sudden it popped out. It said, a bird of the air shall carry your voice. So what am I telling you? You're going to have to fight for everything you get. I said, you're going to have to fight for everything you get. Why? There is an enemy out there called Satan. And he has standing up to fight.
Amen.
You need to know this. There is no other way for you to get the promise.
Amen.
You're going to have to fight. Say
amen.
I don't know of anything yet that I got from God that is significant that I didn't have to fight for. Now, what's the problem? A slave won't fight. And watch this. Get mad at you when you do that. Don't shout it out because I'm weak. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 14. And he says, and the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook, Zerah, was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware to them, for indeed the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed. In other words, I let the parents die out. They didn't took Sarah's name and changed it from Sarah to Sarah. And you see the H there, but the H usually isn't pronounced. It's a. Because did you know the Jewish Torah and so forth today, they don't pronounce the word of God. It's a. And this word Baraka came from the word, it means, the Hebrew word means to bless. To bless. And the word to bless is the word Barak. And it means to endue with power. And the power is for success, for prosperity, for fruitfulness and fertility. It's for longevity, health, protection. Bless. When Sarah couldn't have kids, God came to him in Genesis 17, said, no longer will her name be called Sarah. But now she's connected up with the blessing. And all of a sudden, she can be fruitful. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Amen.
I'm saying once this blessing comes on your life and you believe it, everything changes. That now, if you look where this blessing starts, it actually starts in Genesis, but the barakah starts in Genesis. The blessing starts when God says, I'll bless you. It starts in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. But when the blessing starts, it starts over in Genesis chapter 12.
Okay.
And 12, and where you start at verse 1, and look what it says. It says, and now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show you. Now notice what he's telling you. He is saying, okay, for me to work with you, you cannot depend on the system. And I will make of thee a what?
Great
nation. And I will barak you. And make your name great, and you shall be a barakah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Look at the next verse. And I will barak them that bless you, that bless you. And I will curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be barakah.
Amen.
It's what it said to Abraham. How many people today are claiming Abraham as their father? The church? I mean spiritual father for natural thing. The Jews? He's the father of the faith of the church. The Jew and come on. The Muslim. They said, that's my father. I remember I almost got in a fight. I was over in Jerusalem. And I said, well, somehow we got talking, God was selling something. I said, well, Abraham's praying to Father Abraham, he's my father. He said, he's my father too. I said, no, he's my father. He is my father too. Because when this blessing comes on your life, all these things start happening to you. Because where you were coming up short before, and things weren't working in your life right, going to start working.
Amen.
Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, things are going to start working that didn't work before. I mean, that this your whole life is going to change. And I'm saying that this blessing is on you now, but I got to get you faith for believing in that blessing and willing to leave the system that you have come to. Say amen to that. So when he says that your life will no longer be a struggle, this is the blessing, it no longer be a struggle. You remember when the woman who had her husband had died, you remember? And so now she goes to the man of God, she said, hey, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, my husband did fear the Lord. Now my kid's about to be taken and put in bondage because we owe some money. He said, what do you have in your house? Now this blessing is about to kick in. Now I'm saying, I want you to keep track of all this because God's going to cancel debt in your house. And we're going to do it with the blessing. The blessing. Say amen to this. The blessing is going to be there and it's going to be powerful enough to cancel debt in your house. Love that person. And on that, on you, once that blessing comes on you, let's go over here. I'm just giving you a little dab of this because this is going to be so powerful. Look at Genesis chapter 27. Over in Genesis chapter 27, he says, this is Esau. And Esau now this is Jacob. Jacob is coming to get the blessing. But he's getting it deceptively. Because the blessing was supposed to be on Esau, the firstborn. But here's Jacob, who really was chosen by God. Because God can see the end from the beginning. And he knows who needs to have that blessing. Glory to God. Y'all with me? So here he comes in, tricks his father, and I'll start reading in verse 26. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of raiment, and did what to him? Barakah. Come on, Barakah. Him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Barakah. Therefore, God, give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and what?
Wine.
Keep going. Let people what?
Serve
thee. And nations what?
Bow
down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Curse be everyone that what?
Curses
thee. And blessed of Barak be he that blesses thee. Now notice what he did. He spelled out the blessing so you could see that part of the blessing. And in comes Esau after Jacob leaves and say, I'm ready. Let me give you, in my own thinking, words, what Isaac said to him. Sorry, I have already made your brother your master. And there's nothing I can do about it. When he spoke the blessing over him, watch this. It attached to it. You can't wash it off.
Come on.
The devil can't separate you from it. It is holding on you just like I'm holding on to this thing. Say amen to me. And it is designed to change your whole life. Whatever. Sarah had been taken by Abimelech and put in Abimelech's house. Watch this. And God came, verse 3, and God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are but a dead man, for she is another man's wife. Now, Abimelech started pleading his case right there. Hey, I didn't touch this woman. Listen, you take this woman out of here. I didn't touch her. But not only that, then after that, verse 7, it says, now therefore, restore the man his wife. Come on. For he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. He is about to die. I'm saying those that come against you, now you wait till I get the vengeance again. Those that come against you, if they don't back off. I'm saying you got to go into Canaan and get your inheritance. Part of your inheritance is the blessing. Look what it says in Revelation and chapter 5 and verse 11 and 12. Lord have mercy. Are you with me? He said this, and I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and 1,000, whatever, praise God, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what?
Power.
Oh, this is your inheritance now. What else?
Praise.
Come on, what else?
Praise.
Come on, what else? King's house, and the king's that word.